with Aaron Burmeister and Nikolai, and you just pulled some wrap off of your knee. And talk about what happened. You came in limping, and we noticed that right away, and the trail is amazing this year.
Yeah, and it's something to... Yeah, no, it was rough. It was really rough, and I was going down a hill in the burn, and there's stumps all over the trail. There's no snow. Everything's, of course, as everybody's heard, bare ground, and stumps were catching the drag all the time. Well, one stump caught it, and it jerked the sled to a stop. Of course, the dogs were still going forward, and it... it snapped the bolts on the drag momentarily as it was stopping, and the drag flew up, and we're still going down a really steep hill with stumps and trees and stuff everywhere, and the stump flew up, or the drag flew up and hit my leg and knocked my foot off the runner as we're going down the hill on a side hill turning left. My leg caught a tree, my foot did, and spun my leg around backwards behind me, and just almost positive snap. Tore the ACL and a bunch of ligaments and everything in there. I couldn't stand. I was just seeing black. It was very painful. And I made it down the hill. The dogs, I just fell back into my seat and couldn't even open my eyes. And the dogs got me to the bottom of the hill. And I tried standing up, and it just collapsed on me. And it popped out. And I pushed it back in and tried standing up, and it kept going out. So a mile down the trail, Sonny Linder was camped, and I was able to get some vet wrap from him, and I had tape in my sled, and I taped it all up and got it to where I can at least stand, and it would stay together, it would stay in, it wouldn't just kick out on me and collapse when I tried putting any weight on it. So it was very, very technical for about 35 miles of the trail, and without that vet wrap, without being able to hold together, there's no way I could have even continued it. It was just, I couldn't support it. It was very painful, and my knee wouldn't support my leg at all. And there's a local gal here has some knee braces I'm going to try on right now and see what happens, see what we can do.
Yeah, so you're taking your 24-hour layover, it sounds like, and you'll reassess how you're doing tomorrow?
Well, I'm certainly not planning on... I parked in the 24-hour layover parking area here. I don't want to take my 24 here. It's not part of my plan. So I parked there just so I had an option. If I lay down and take a nap and I can't get up or it's really bad, I wanted to be parked in the right place. But I'm planning on leaving in 4 or 5 hours, and we'll see how my knee's doing and what happens. But Dr. Sayer's over in Takotna, so I'll visit with him when I get there.
So you made it in really great time to Nikolai. I think, you know, all the top mushers who are in here, the timing is it's so fast. Despite the rough trail, people got here pretty quickly.
Yeah, I had, I was stopped for about an hour and a half dealing with this on the way here, and gave the dogs a little break. But yeah, no, the team's doing incredible. We're right on our schedule. The race has been going excellent. The team's just as strong as I've ever seen a dog team at this point in the race. They're happy, they're eating, they're drinking, they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. So, yeah. Other than me being the weak link right now, everything else is going excellent. Mm-hmm. And some people are telling me, heck with the race, take care of yourself. Well, it doesn't matter if you need surgery. It doesn't matter if you get it now or 3 weeks from now. So we'll do what we got to do. And as long as I can keep it braced and held together, I think I can be okay. The main thing was keeping it from popping back out again.
And the dogs are great. It sounds like, you know, the mushers are coming in into Nikolai pretty beat up, but all the dogs that are in the yard right now look to be happy, and they kind of, it sounds like they might have even enjoyed that technical part of the trail.
Yeah, it's certainly exciting to say the least. It's been a really, really rough trail, but we're here and dogs are happy and healthy, and there's not much more I can ask for.
Thanks, Aaron.
You bet. Thank you.
Aaron Burmeister in Nikolai, and reporting in Nikolai, I'm Lorelei Kinneen.